Blog Talk Radio.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
Amen, amen. The kingdom of God is now and yet eternal. It is your time. Amen. It's your time to begin to give your life back to Jesus. Begin to allow him to be Lord over your life. Amen. So he can teach you how to live the kingdom-driven life. Amen. Welcome. Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast, and I am your host, one half of the dynamic duo team of the Youngs. My name is Ambassador Bradley Young, and I want to welcome all the other ambassadors and citizens of God's kingdom to this broadcast. Amen. I know it's your busy time around the time today. It's 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and it's busy time. People are just getting off from work, and you know, you're just getting settled in for dinner in your home. But once again, I thank you all for taking time out in your busy schedule. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord always has something that he wants to share with us regarding the kingdom of God. The only message that he preached, the only message he commanded us to preach and to also live. Amen. The other things are carbon, are half truths. No message is truth but the whole counsel of God. The whole counsel of God is the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, now let's begin right now. Before I can say that, I would like to welcome all the ones that also that are logging in right now on Blog Talk Radio as well. On www.blogtalkradio.com/newbirthradio. I also welcome you as well, and also encourage you to tune into the teleconference line. Amen. I would like to open up the lines at the end of the broadcast. And that number is 347-215-7253. That's 347-215-7253. Lately, we're having problems. I don't know if it's my phone or Blog Talk, but I'm logging out lately. Amen. So if that happens to happen this evening, just hold on. Amen. I'll continue to say that throughout the broadcast, throughout the teaching. Amen. To remind you of the summer. I don't know what's going on. Amen. We pray it don't happen this evening. Let's begin right now to acknowledge Daddy right now, the greater one that lives in us. Father, we thank you and we praise you. And we give you all the honor and all the glory because, yes, this is the day you have made. And yes, we're all rejoicing. We're all glad. We're all excited, Lord, because we're ready for you to begin to give us more revelation regarding the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is their hidden treasure. And the only way we can find their hidden treasure is through revelation. Amen. Meaning that we must begin to allow you, Father, to adjust our lenses from a religious, worldly lens, Lord, to a kingdom lens. And we thank you, Father, for doing that for us through your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, we honor you, we magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for also giving us kingdom ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying right now at this moment as we hear the words of the teaching of the Holy Spirit this evening. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. Yes, we're all the students. Although you hear my voice, but you'll be hearing the Holy Spirit. So my prayer for you right now is that you continue to be increased with spiritual revelation, spiritual knowledge, and spiritual wisdom, and spiritual understanding of the perfect will for our lives. That's to be just like Daddy. Amen. Hallelujah. We give you glory, Father. We give you honor. We also praise you and thank you in advance for those who need healing this evening, those who need deliverance, and also those who need miracles. Amen. We thank you, Lord, right now for moving right now, Lord, in the midst of your people. Hallelujah. That you put your spirit in us You gave us everything that pertains to life and godliness. You gave us yourself, God, and we thank you for that, Lord. You gave us your mind. Amen. Lord God, we also thank you, Father God, for healing the minds of the people, for healing the emotions, for healing the physical side as well, Lord. Amen. One thing we didn't get, Lord, we got born again. We didn't get ministered to our mind and our emotions right now. So we pray right now for healing right now in the minds and the emotions of the people, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you glory and praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Once again, we want to thank everyone for tuning in. The Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast. The broadcast is on 7 days a week. From every Sunday through Friday is our Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast. And every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. is our Kids of the Kingdom Broadcast. Like I stated earlier, this weekend we're going to talk about why we don't study Halloween. We might start before then. We might start on this broadcast tomorrow. Amen. But we're going to talk about why we shouldn't celebrate Halloween. We have a lot of believers that celebrate Halloween. Amen. I'm here to tell you, when you celebrate Halloween, you're celebrating the dead. God is not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living. Amen. We're celebrating demonic powers of Satan. Amen. Better than a lot of us are worshiping him, are bowing down to the flesh. But when you begin to start celebrating the holidays that God did not ordain, and they're pagan in nature, you're actually celebrating Satan himself. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. Now, the other announcements for this evening tonight at 11 o'clock p.m., late night preaching with our beloved brother, Ambassador Anthony Young's broadcast. His broadcast is titled Kingdom Transformation. Kingdom transformation. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The only way you can be transformed is through the Word of God. The Word of God is the only word thing that will transform you. And besides you seeking first the kingdom of God. In other words, seeking first God's active reign in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that number for 11 o'clock p.m. is 347-857-1520. That's 347-857-1520. Glory to God. Amen. Kingdom transformation. Don't forget about tomorrow morning is our Breakfast of Champions broadcast. Rebirth in the Kingdom Nation. Our Kingdom Studies and Prayer with our beloved leader, Ambassador Lena Robinson. Amen. I encourage you to tune in at 5 o'clock teleconference line. And be blessed. We have two sessions. The first one is 857-232-0155. It's 857-232-0155. Glory to God. And there is a teleconference code. The code is 268-272-268-272. Glory to God. Amen. Right after that is our second session, our beloved sister Priscilla Price teleconference call. Her line is titled, her broadcast is titled, A Time of Fellowship with Sister Priscilla. A time of fellowship with our beloved sister, Ambassador Sister Priscilla. Amen. That number is 347-884-9953. That's 347-884-9953. A time of fellowship. Glory to God. Don't forget to tune in to both of them sessions. Don't forget to tune in this evening at 11 o'clock p.m. The Kingdom Transformation. Amen. Amen. And we will return these announcements closing of this broadcast. Amen. Once again, I will let everybody know my phone has been powering down. Either that or Blind Talk be cutting off. So we're having to do it tonight. Let's hold on. We'll get back on. Amen. Hallelujah. We have been talking so much about the words of Jesus. We're talking about the Word of God, the importance of us studying the Word of God, the importance of us obeying every word that comes out of Jesus' mouth. Amen. The last night, while I was sharing with an old neighbor, an old childhood friend of mine, we was talking through Facebook last night, amen. And I was discussing regarding the kingdom of God and the importance of all of mankind embracing it. And when I was talking, God began to speak to my spirit. He told me that his plan for mankind is his master plan for mankind. God is the master, is the ultimate strategist. Amen. His infinite wisdom is way beyond our wisdom. God existed all alone. He didn't need no one to exist with him. He's all self-sufficient one. He's all self-existent one. Amen. And he could have just hung out with the angels and they could just rejoice him all day long. But his plan was to create and design offspring, with his sons and daughters in his image. That was his plan. That was God's master plan. Amen. Now, let's look at this master plan for a minute. All master plans, all businesses have files. They have several documents in their file. But every file has one thing in particular, one thing in common. Every file has a master original file or a master document. Every file has always copied from this master file. Amen. Every product always has an owner's manual. God has a master plan. And his master plan for us was for the foundation of this world. And you see, you were never designed to be just like you. You were like, what? Although he created nobody like you. But you were never designed to be like you, your mother, your father, your uncle, your aunt, your grandparents, or any other ancestors in your family. You see, we're all supposed to be just like God. And in order for us to find our original file, we have to go back to the master plan or the master file. This master file has never been touched or corrupted. Amen. This master file has never been stolen. Now, a copy can be stolen. A copy can be destroyed. But you can always go back to the original file to make a copy. We are God's copy of his master plan or his master plan. Amen. So we have to make more copies of himself. So God has downloaded in his spirit, in our spirit, his plan. God's plan was to turn this earth into a kingdom, cultural community of his sons and daughters and his royal children. In other words, he was going to turn this world upside down. And see, when we read the scriptures, we read about Adam and Eve, what they done. We read about after God began to pronounce the curse. But we never took our time to read what God said in Genesis 13. We read everything else. We read a whole chapter 3. But see, then when you go to chapter verse 15, God was automatically, right after Adam and Eve bit the bait, God went straight to commanding restoration. In other words, he didn't change his plan. He didn't change his master plan. So he began to use several people to do the same thing that he planned to do, and that was to turn the earth upside down. See, Satan thought he did something. But Satan don't understand what he did was he caused God to send himself back to the earth to turn the world upside down. See, this kingdom lifestyle started at the very beginning. The Bible said, well, God's plan was to extend his heavenly spiritual kingdom to a physical earth. But he needed offspring. Because, see, once he said, let them have dominion, he gave mankind dominion earth, so therefore he cannot come here just in the spirit. He had to put his spirit inside a man. So he blew his breath into mankind. He blew his pneuma. He blew his ruach into mankind. Satan knew the plan. That's why Satan put his spirit into a serpent. But we never focus on that particular verse. Let's go to it real quick. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
And so we read chapter 3, we ran through it religiously. And what I was sharing with my friend, I said, see, God never designed us to be religious. Remember, he went on in those deep and spirit and said he didn't plan that either. All he wanted to do was to fill the earth with his family. So let's go to verse 15. Now, we read everything that happened. Let's go to 14. Now, everybody blamed everybody. That's called self-exaltation and blame shifting. So verse 14, it said, the Lord God said unto the servant, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity. That word enmity means opposition or disagreement. You see that? Between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, that's Mary and Jesus, and shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That's one of the most powerful verses in Genesis, and we never went back to really dissect what he was talking about. He said it here, that the flesh will be in opposition of the spirit. Sin operates through our natural, our nature, our soul, our emotions, our will. See, sin all it means, sin really means is Satan. Sin and nature, Satan and nature. So God, the minute Adam and Eve bit the bait, God said right here, he said, I'm going to command restoration. I'm going to command reconciliation right now. And God used Moses. When he used Abraham, he used mighty men, patriarchs of God, to demand restoration. Moses turned the world upside down when God used him to lead the Israelites from Egyptian slavery. God had a plan right there. He began to speak very powerful words that he spoke through Moses. He told Moses, look at Exodus chapter 19. He's still talking about the word, obeying the words. We're obeying the word of God, obeying the words of Jesus. Exodus 19. Now, God had just used Moses to free the Israelites from slavery. See, that's all sin is. Sin is a mental condition. It's a mental illness. It's bondage. See, what religion does, religion preaches to your flesh. It exhorts your flesh. Well, let's hear what God said. In the third month, verse 1, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. The wilderness will always be a time or a place of testing and trials of your faith and your obedience. He said, for they were departed from Rephaim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord God called him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, tell the children of Israel. Tell them what? He said, tell them this, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bared you up on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. See, God's plan for restoration started right now. His plan was started actually before that, but he was using Moses to begin to start his plan of restoration. Reconciliation. But then God gave instructions regarding the only way this is going to work. He said, Moses, tell them this. He said, now therefore, if you will obey my voice. Those are the most powerful words in the Bible. He's not a powerful word. But what did he say then? We've been talking about obeying the words of Jesus. We've been talking about Jesus, that as believers can even, Jesus was, when he said,
It's believers that will say, Lord, 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 and the other ones won't make it in. You will see, believe is more than just saying that you believe in word. Believing God means that you obey God. That's what I was saying with my friend last night. I said, you must obey him. Believing means obey every word that comes out of God's mouth, and then you must do it in action, not just in words. Say, I believe God. I obey God. As soon as God tells you to do something that ain't going to kill your flesh, you don't want to do it. So he said, what he said? He said, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant. Covenant is a contract of agreement. It's a blood covenant. He said, then, he said, when you do all that, he said, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Uh-oh. When the Bible says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and those that dwell in it. And then he said, you shall be unto me what? A kingdom of priests. Do you see anything about a religion in that? Do you see anything about a denomination? He said, you shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. He said, if you obey my voice, Adam and Eve did not obey God's voice. So God quickly commanded restoration. And then God used great prophets to announce the coming of turning the world upside down. God spoke it in the garden. And he used the prophet Isaiah to prophesy about the coming of the king. The same king, Messiah king, that God spoke about in the garden. Go to Isaiah chapter 9.
Verse 6, here you go. It says, for unto us a child is born. That's the seed. Unto us a son is given. And what? The government. See, God's plan was to bring the, so I only had one government on the earth. All the other governments, any other government was all ordained by God, but all the other governments are not obeying God. Therefore, all governments that are not under the authority of God are illegal. The only illegal government are governments that are under the authority of God. In other words, including the United States government. But Jesus came to bring us a new government. See, we were never supposed to live in corruption. We were never supposed to live in sin. And God put this in every individual. Every one of us dreams about living in a world that's not wicked, that's not corrupted. That was God's plan. He put it in all of us, the desire to want to live in a world, in a government, with everyone that had access to the kingdom, where everyone was perfect and complete just like him. That was his plan. The other master plan, the Tessus plan. So what did he do? He said the government, in other words, the government is kingdom. And he said the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Blessing Father, the Prince of Peace. That's the answer to the Trinity. Well, I've been showing some other verses as well the other day. and of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. You see the plan? Upon the throne of David, there was type David with a type of shadow, and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from his forth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. God's plan was supposed to turn the whole world upside down. See, the Bible says that many are the plans within a man's heart. See, your plan ain't going to work. It do work. You think it works. It even is working. You think it's working. Your plan is supposed to be God's plan. But it's the Lord's purpose that will prevail. That's earlier. We were never supposed to be like us. We were supposed to be like God. He said, what are you talking about? The God that created that man. So then God began. The word began that would turn the earth, the world upside down. He didn't use, let's go to Matthew chapter 1. Once again, the same thing God said in Genesis chapter 3. So verse 20 says, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is what? The Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. We shall save his people from their sins. The saddest part about this is that that's how everybody looks at him. It's just a savior. That's also one of the biggest injustices as in religion. And they always look at Jesus as just a savior. His name doesn't mean Savior. But he's more than a Savior. His function, his title is Christ. Christ means what? Anointed Messiah King. Isn't that all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet? But I say, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and he shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is interpreted as God with us. Always know that God is with you. He lives inside of you. The master file is right inside of you. You are a carbon copy of his master file. Chapter 2, verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, okay, that happened. Of the day, and the days of Herod the king, small k, behold, there came wise men from the east of Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king? Not savior. I see all these posts on Facebook, people say, he was born as a child, he was this and that, he was a savior. But they never say king. That's one of the biggest injustices of the church, is they never use the word when they reference regarding Jesus as king, only in songs. He glory to the King of Kings. Though he is the King of Kings. We know all the songs. But we never look at him as king. And the fact that he made us kings. You know, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. And when Herod the king, small k, heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him turned the whole world upside down. The hearing of the coming of the king. Then when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ is. See that? Christ. See, they knew Christ is the king. Should be born. And they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, Isaiah again, and thou, Bethlehem, and the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor. Another name for governor is ruler. Another name for ruler is king. That shall do what? Rule my people Israel. And then God turned around and used John the Baptist to continue in his master plan to turn the world upside down. John the Baptist was announcing the coming of the king. He was acting as a royal herald, announcing the coming of this king that would turn the whole earth, the whole world, upside down. Upside down. Verse 1 of chapter 3. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying what? Repent. You will never be transformed if you don't live a daily life of repentance. Living a daily life of repentance means whenever you have to unlearn everything you thought you knew in religion, that's what I share my friend's life, and also in the world. He says, "Well, you got to unlearn everything you thought you knew. Everything you learned in theological seminaries. Everything you learned from mom and daddy. Everything you learned in religion. And come back to Jesus as a child. Because, and let him teach you the kingdom. Because you cannot come to Jesus as a teenager. Because teenagers, they know everything. And you can't come to God as an old person, because old people think they know everything. You have to come to Jesus as a child so he can turn your life upside down." See, it's a downward position of humility. Elevation doesn't come by how long you've been in it, how long you've been in church, how long you've been saved, how long you got the kingdom. Elevation comes to a position of humility. Jesus said all this stuff. Let's keep on reading. John the Baptist said what? He said repent. In other words, a complete change of mind. A complete change of thinking, the way you think and how you think. Because really, guess what? We have a mental condition. The only way to embrace this thing, you got to change the way you think. We all have a mental retardation. Everyone is born in sin or are mentally ill. That's why he said you got to change that. You got to change your mind. And we laugh about this stuff. You may even call complete retarded. Every one of us that were born in sin has a mental illness. And that mental illness is self-centeredness. Rooted in sin, rooted in corruption, rooted in the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's why I said it yesterday. When we became a new members class, we were supposed to be healed from our mind. Well, we didn't receive that. All we got was a bunch of lessons, a scripture memorization, and we learned a religious culture of a denomination, whatever denomination or non-denomination we connected in. Our mind and our emotions were never healed. That's why it's hard for us people to embrace the kingdom. It's hard for you to tell people that they got to come back and Jesus as a child. Because that's what born again means. We got to be recreated back to our original status. Amen. So John the Baptist said, he said, repent. Why? For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Meaning the kingdom of heaven is arrived. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, the word Isaiah is Isaiah in the Greek, saying the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now this was also Elijah in the spirit. Many people have used that verse in Malachi, regarding the sons, the hearts of the father turns to the sons. And it's used as a spiritual father and spiritual son message. But I'm here to tell you, that is not the message. Malachi is referring to relationships
were natural fathers and their children. Your whole earth is cursed with fatherless kids. And then the ones who, and then the ones that got fathers, and then it becomes the Satanists, and then another curse is rebellion against authority. So John the Baptist was preparing us, preparing our hearts for the coming of a king. Repentance also means to change your heart. Change the way you live. Change how you live and embrace your original status. We would not even have an evil, wicked thought or negative thought in our mind. I believe Isaiah chapter 7, it talks about how Jesus as a child fed butter and honey so we can know the difference between good and evil. We were never supposed to know the difference. We were never supposed to learn evil. This is why when God knew that Adam ate the fruit and bit the bait, because Adam started speaking a different language. See, the kingdom also comes to give you back your original language. When you say words like negative words, that's not kingdom language. Adam said, I was scared, I was afraid, and I ran ahead. And God Almighty said, no, you're not speaking kingdom, you're talking something else. That's why he already said, where are you? He was saying, where are you at in your mind? What happened to you? Where are you at in your actions? You running? What you running for? Then he said, did you eat of the fruit that I commanded you not to? See, when you don't obey God's word, consequences will come. See, people that use that word free reign and free will, but God also gives a commandment when he's giving that free will. His commandment is you obey his word. People love to use that verse. As I stand before heaven as a witness, this is Moses talking. Between heaven, I stand before a witness, before heaven as a witness, and I set before you a choice. Blessings, curses, life, death. And people say, we got free choice. Yeah, because we said blessings or curses, life, or death. And then he commands us all to choose life. So John the Baptist was preparing the way, preparing our hearts, preparing our minds for the coming of the Christos that would turn the world upside down. That's why I said we got to obey his words. Let's go to verse 13. It says, then came up Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized in him. But John forbade him and saying, I have need to be baptized in thee, and comest thou to me? Anytime I read a verse of Jesus, take that word in you. Wherever Jesus always spoke eternal words of consequence, eternal consequence, his words, amen. So when you start studying the words of Jesus, you'll be on fire forever. The fire won't go out. You'll see change come on you because his words will deliver you. And John the Baptist said, he said, I have need to be baptized in thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said, suffer it to be so now. Not tomorrow. Now. Why? For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus came showing John the Baptist and all of us how to obey his own order. Remember that order started in the beginning. God's plan was to bring back the kingdom, not religion. You don't even see it. And a lot of these religions use Moses. You don't see anything when you read the first five books of the Bible. You will not see anything about Moses establishing a religion. Moses was establishing God's people, family, not religion. That's why we know that word church membership is not a kingdom term. Because, see, church is not a membership. Church is people, family of God. The Bible, think about this, body of Christ. You are the body of Christ. It's more intimate than membership. membership. God didn't come to no fraternity or institution. He came back for his children. And then he suffered them. He said, okay, I'm going to do it. And then Jesus went and he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. That was the government. That was the kingdom. The Holy Spirit is the kingdom that lives in you. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Jesus showed us how to obey the words of his Father. Remember, Jesus didn't come with his own message. He came with the message of his Father. So, Lord, what happened after that? Then he was led up by the same, by the Spirit, into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. Satan will always attack you when it comes to the natural. He'll attack you when you're tired. That's why you got to let your spirit lead you. He'll attack you when you're hungry. He'll attack you when you're asleep, half sleep. He'll use his demons to attack you when you sleep. And he'll attack you and continue to attack you until stress come upon you and then worry come upon you. Amen. Then he has full control of your mind. That's how strongholds are developed. Amen. Through worrying. What did he say? And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. And when the tempter came, the same one in the garden, to him, he said, as thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. He says, you got all this authority, command these stones to be biscuits. Satan can only attack you in the natural. He can't attack your spirit. That was God's plan that he couldn't. God planned it that way. Hallelujah. He said, what did Jesus say though? Listen to the words, y'all. Listen to the words of Jesus. He said, it is written. See, that's how you get Satan. Not by your words. Remember, you know it's supposed to be you. But by what? The word of God. The word of God is powerful and sharp and it's quick and it cuts like any two-edged sword, cutting the narrow and the center and the bone and the nail and the asunder, the soul and the spirit. And it's an attention. It is a discerner of the intentions of the heart. That's Jesus. And he lives in you. He said, it is written. That's all you get Satan. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out the mouth of God, the breath of God, the logos of God, every word. We must live. That's a commandment. Hey, so you read the red letter are commandments. And see, Jesus wasn't just talking to Satan. He was talking to us too. He was talking to everybody that would listen. That's why he said his fame went throughout all the world, turning the world upside down. I'm going out of my teeth, but it's okay. He said, this right man shall live by every word of God. You can't live by anything else. You live by anything else, you're living carnal or religious. You can't live by everything. Only thing you're going to live by every, but this is how you going to know. See, he said, like I was sharing with my friend, I said, guess what? I said, we were never taught to go back and study the words of Jesus. But when you study the words of Jesus, you find out who you are. You find your true identity. Because your identity is in him. We were all recreated back in the image of Christ. That's God's master plan. He's now using you to turn the world upside down. Let me keep on reading. I'm going to add my teeth, but it's okay. Okay, so Satan ain't give up. Like he ain't going to give up on you. But he answered and said, it is written. He said, wait a minute. Then the devil taken him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. I said it yesterday. Satan's plan is to attack the church with Jesus being thrown on the outside of the church. He told Jesus to kill himself. And he tried to use scripture. That's what religious people do. They use scripture. He's saying he's religious. Y'all ain't know that? He's religious. Look at this. He used the word. says, listen how he says it. And saying to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written. He's going to say it now, it is written. Cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot up against a stone. And what did Jesus say? Jesus looked at him like he was crazy, first problem. What did Jesus say now? He said, it is written again. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. They got all these religions all over the world. I heard about this one guy telling everybody he can walk on water and he killed himself. This other guy, I heard about this other guy, he's in these other countries, got and climbed inside a lion's cage and started talking about Daniel and the lion's den. You know what happened, right? This is why it's very important that we go back and study the words of Jesus. Because when you begin to study it, then God's Holy Spirit himself that lives in you will come alive in you. And you will know what God is saying. The Holy Spirit will talk to you and tell you and will get and will lead. And the Holy Spirit is the only thing you can trust. You can't trust man. You can barely trust yourself. But you can sure trust the Holy Spirit. Well, the Bible says the Holy Spirit leads and guides us in all truth. In that master plan, you're the masterpiece. And in that master plan, that master file, when he copied, he gave the copy to you. This copy is sections of 66 sections of books that he's given all of us to read. So the Holy Spirit needs you to read those 66 books. So he can remind you, he can bring everything back to your remembrance. Just reading one chapter of the Bible and knowing one chapter of the Bible is not good enough. And when you read the Bible, don't read it religiously. I got called, we were trying to find out who was going to read the Bible all the whole year. And when I was reading it, I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And I get in the Holy Spirit, tell the Holy Spirit says to me, don't read the Bible for a whole year. Don't read the whole Bible for a whole year. Just read the Bible. I said, okay, Lord, thank you for breaking the spirit of religion off me. See, we still got the religion and stuff in us. So you can go out. You're going to be, because see, God made it that we don't get credit for anything. He gets all the credit. He gets all the glory. Amen. See, part of our mental state, our mental illness state, is that we want to be the one to get all the glory. We want to get all the praise. We want to get all the accolades. I did it my way. And let's finish reading. And again, here you go again. He goes through foot again. The devil will take him up into a exceeding high mountain and show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And said unto him, all these things will I give thee, as thou will fall down and worship. How is none of God? He didn't know none of that. He is illegal. Satan is an illegal usurper. He is an illegal king. And guess what? He wants to make him so illegal is that he can't put his spirit in nobody. So he uses the flesh. And his spirit is in those of his nature, though. But once you become born again, his spirit is evicted from you. But he still locks on to your flesh. The enemy is your flesh. And he speaks to your flesh. And I was saying yesterday, and then what he does through the flesh is he tries to bring back memories of the good times we used to have. Y'all remember that stuff? All the times we shared together. When we were at the club, shatter mystery, the moment of the time that was left behind, of that girl and guy I messed with, the way we were. So your flesh will always remind you of something from your past that you wish you didn't remember. And sometimes we'll bring ourselves, you never know, I'm going to be real with you. He'll bring us some stuff that you're like, oh, God, I forgot about that one. to do what? Pull down every stronghold that exhausts itself against the knowledge of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. So continue.
He said, all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. He said, send them all these things where I give thee, as thou will fall down and worship me.
So Jesus said something from the Old Testament. You saw the Spirit always bring something back to your remembrance. Jesus said to them, first he rebuked him and said he was crazy. It's like, y'all, we got to do. He said, get thee in, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. We're only supposed to worship the Lord God, and only him we're supposed to serve. As servant kings on earth, serving our gifts throughout the world. He's rebellious and mistakes. I'll tell you, this is how you worship God, worship Satan.
By not worshiping God. That's it. That's a simple plan.
Worship is a lifestyle. What does it make that you come to church on Sunday and dancing and singing? Because you can hide behind all that. You can fake the funk and go to church and dance and shout and sing and clap and play instruments and hallelujah, get all sweaty and crying and all that emotional stuff. But guess what? God looking at that, but no, God looking at that. God's going to look what you, God's going to look at the fact what you're going to do when you get home. Or even in the parking lot when you leave. You're going to light that cigarette or that joint up. Or that blunt. They smoking blunts now. Or you gonna take that little shot of Henny out your bag and take a shot at the church. Some people go straight to church. Some people I know, they said, some people told me, that, man, I also go straight to the bar or the speakeasy at my left church. That's what you're looking at. That's why we use Paul to say something. I'm gonna have my teacher. Paul says something very powerful. Just like when you get the word of God, you got to say stuff like that. That he says something real powerful. Because the word of God is powerful. Holy Spirit spoke. See, Paul received the kingdom through revelation. That's the mystery. That's the hidden treasure in the field. The only way you're going to get to find the hidden treasure in the field is that it's through revelation. So Paul says something very powerful regarding our worship. It was Romans chapter 12. Verse 1, he said, I beseech you, thy brother. I mean, he was pleading with the saints. So everybody said we read the Bible. The first thing we do is we want to look at somebody that's not saved. This word ain't for nobody that ain't saved. The word is for those who are born again. I said before, you can believe Jesus all you want and still won't make it in. Because I beseech you, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. In other words, represent God with your body as living sacrifices. And then he turned around and said something very powerful. He said, holy and acceptable to whom? Not the pastor, not the people, not your mom, not your son, daughter, not your dog, your cat, not your boss. Holy and acceptable to God. He has to accept your lifestyle. If he doesn't accept your lifestyle, he has called rebellion. If you continue in rebellion, he'll give you up to reprobate mind. He said, holy and acceptable. That is your reasonable service of worship. That's your worship. You worship God with your body, the way you act, the way you talk, the way you dress, the way you lead, the way you sit, the way you drive too. Some people driving, cussing people out when they're driving the road. You must present your body a living sacrifice. This is what Jesus did. Jesus did the same thing. And then he turned around and said something even more powerful. He said, do not be conformed to this world. In other words, do not no longer follow the patterns of this world. But be what? Be transformed. There you go, transformation. Remember, by the what? By the renewing of your mind. Worship is a renewal of mind. Repentance. See, repentance is the key to transformation. Amen. He said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. We are all serving kings. And then the devil left him alone for a season. Well, Jesus kept removing. Jesus didn't brag. What about Jesus? Jesus didn't brag about beating Satan twice. Now, we would have did it. Some of us, man, you to beat Satan in the wilderness, you brag about. You can brag about how God brought you through the wilderness. See, a wilderness is always a short, it's a temporary place. But it's up to you how long you stay in that temporary place. Because wilderness is a time of testing. Amen. Your wilderness can be anything. Your wilderness can be a family. Your wilderness can be a job. Your wilderness can be your finances. Your wilderness can be anything in your life. Wilderness can be your attack of your flesh. But it's up to you how long. That's why you got to obey. That's why did he say that? When he got, as Moses led the Israelites out of the wilderness and brought up the goodness. He brought up the sign, and he brought up the mountain sign. They met in the wilderness. And God told them what? Before we go any further, in this wilderness, I'm ordering reconciliation right now between you and me. But you got to do something first. You got to do what? Obey my voice and keep my covenant. We're supposed to obey his voice and keep his covenant. Amen. Let me keep on reading. Then the devil leave him and left these alone. And behold, angels came and ministered them. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast in prison and he departed in Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, and the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, now remember this, after Malachi, God shut his mouth for 400 years. Can you imagine God shutting his mouth now? And we got all these prophetic conferences where the Lord says this, and the Lord says, that's why he shut his mouth. People was lying on him too much. People still lying on God. The Lord said that. The Lord said this. So his mouth was shut. Only time you heard Jesus speak was in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 15. When he said, suffer to be so now, but thus it becometh of all righteousness must be fulfilled. That means the plan of righteousness must be fulfilled. So he said, the land is up there, and the land is them. By the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of Gentiles, the Gentiles, the people were sat in darkness, saw great light. And to them was sat in the region and shadow of death, light sprung up. Who do you think that light was? It was Christ. And what was the first words that he said out of his mouth? He announced his arrival. John the Baptist announced his coming. But Christ himself, our anointed Messiah King, announced his arrival. Getting ready to turn the world upside down with one particular message and lifestyle that we must live. See, your lifestyle is supposed to turn the world around you. Let me keep on reading. Okay, here we go. Then what did he say? From the time, that time right there, from that time of opportunity, the opportune time, that means Kairos time. See, the Roman Empire already established a kingdom, so everybody understood kingdom a little bit. So God said, okay, now I'm going to send you here to this earth. Now everybody understands kingdom. And also, another word is chronos time. When the fullness of time came, God sent his son. The fullness of time, chronos time, God's own time clock. So it was time. So from the time Jesus began to preach and to say, well, here you go again, repent. See, we take that word repent so light, and we did it in religion. He said, you got to repent first. That was his mission statement, repent. Every kingdom citizen must all live a lifestyle of repentance. Wonder why? Because we don't know it all. The devil has you thinking you knew everything about your Bible and religion. He had preachers thinking they, and he had preachers today think they know everything about their Bible. I'm going to share something with you. You don't know nothing except what God reveals to you. You will read the same verse over and over, and God will give you a different revelation. But now you consider this part of the verse. Have you considered the comma in the verse? That's why God made things like word check. He did that. He used, see, when Satan meant for evil, God meant for good. See, he used the electric, he used all the systems of this world. The electronics, the computer. Satan controls that stuff. But God used it for all benefit as well. He said, well, go type in. Do that at Bible.com. Type in the word kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. That's why I was saying with my friend. Type in the words like righteousness. Type in the word capital K and king. Go look up with what type of the word dominion. Look what it means in the Greek and the Hebrew. Type up dominion. Type up righteousness. Type up reign. Even gave us Bible dictionaries to look up. But here's the thing about God. God gave us all the knowledge that we can get. But we have to apply. See, obedience is applying the knowledge. See, that's all wisdom is. See, that's all wisdom is. Wisdom is applied knowledge that you get from God. God says, we're giving up to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. But for the others, I speak in parables. Because guess what? Seeing they do not see, and hearing it, I told you, see, our eyes and our ears must be developed. I said the other day, when you read them, when you begin, when you come out of religion, and you start embracing the kingdom, you start understanding that you were blind reading your Bible. So it's like going to the eye doctor. The eye doctor was adjusting your lens, your lenses. Do you see clear now? That's what the Holy Spirit does when you read the scriptures. He said, can you see it clear now? Can you see it? And the more you read it, you can, your eyes begin to open. And then your ear, then you evolve that kingdom ear from hearing the message of the kingdom. The more you hear it, the more your ears become developed. That's why Jesus said you will know a false prophet by his fruit. Because a false teacher does not speak the language. A false teacher does not speak the language of the kingdom. They speak the language of Satan, religion. Look at my reading now. He said, you said repent. Why? Why we gotta repent, man? For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, for hand means arise. Look at your hand. That's how close it is. Jesus always says something that was powerful. I'm trying to get you to listen to his words. Listen to his words. His words will blow your mind. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And everybody stuck on fishers and made preaching messages about fishers. Everybody was fishing. They were fishermen. But Jesus, I'm going to teach you how to catch men now. The same way you were so good and successful of catching fish, I'm going to use you and show you how to reconcile men back to God. And Jesus said, what's wrong? He said, follow me. And I will make you fishermen. He's also said something powerful before. He said, if you follow me, first you got to do what? What? Die. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow me. That's why I said you must be converted as a child. You got to die to you. You were never supposed to be designed to do you. People talk about, I'm doing me. When you say that you're not doing you, you're doing the devil. You only can do two people. I'm telling you, I'm putting it out there. There's only two people you can do. And I'm living in this world. So stop saying you're doing you. Stop saying you're going to do Jesus. I'm going to do the king. Because when you're doing you, you are doing Satan. You were never designed to do you. You only designed to be like God. I said it earlier, didn't I? He only made one you. He made you unique. but he made you in his image. And then straight way they left the nets and found him. And going off from this, he saw other two brethren, James and the son of Zebedee. I know the two brothers, stay funny. His brother in the ship is Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and they called them. I heard somebody one time preach a whole message about mending their nets. That has nothing to do with what Jesus was talking about. And they immediately left their ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee teaching and with him. Not his synagogue. There you go. Their synagogue. Preaching. What? The gospel of the what? The kingdom. And then he demonstrated lifestyle. He doesn't preach that path this message path. They take the power to do what? Healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. And his fame went out through all Syria. And then through unto him all sick people were taken at the divers diseases, torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those were lunatic, and those that had Paul. You see, you want to cast these demons out. You can't medicate no demon. Some people can make money off your name. And then follow him, great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from God. Now Jesus began to teach us something powerful. I don't even go into that one now. He was teaching the culture. One of the first words he said was, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He wasn't talking about poor financially. He was talking about humble, teachable. He said, those who are humble, teachable, the kingdom of heaven is yours. That means you are obedient. You have all access. All access is freely given to you because you're in right standing with me. And the last thing he said when he talked about Beatitudes, the first thing he said at the closing, which is chapter 7, anyone that hears my sayings and do them, I liken to them a wise man that built his house on my foundation. You build a house on a rock, it's built a house on the foundation. When you build a house on sand, you're building through your own imagination, your own ideas, serving the God the way you want to serve him. That's why you can't beat the devil in the flesh. No matter what happens in your life, you go through all type of changing situations. But when you build your house on a foundation of God, you will not fall. So Jesus began to teach us to turn the whole world around, preaching this particular message. The king. Let's go to Matthew chapter 9. Verse 35. It says, Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Jesus went on his mission to preach this, get this message that will change the whole world. And he trained and equipped. See, recently, when you came to new members class, first thing you were supposed to minister the ministry of healing and deliverance. Then you were supposed to start being equipped and for the work of the ministry, be equipped and perfected to a spiritual maturity, coming to the stature and fullness of Christ, that's through the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's the plan. That's all in the plan. Let's go to Matthew 10. Now, Jesus did it first, right? They were still following. So then he began to call them. Verse 1. He said, when he had called unto his 12 disciples, he gave them power. Remember, that power is authority.
against what? Unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And then you know what did his name? He healed the names, the 12 apostles. Simon, who was called Peter, Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent for, commanded them to do what? He said, go not to the way of the Gentiles, and to any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep in the house of Israel. See, he had to go to Israel first. But people think that that's all he went to. That's why they don't read the Bible. Now, he had to go to the Jews first. He said, as you know, priest saying what? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. There was a sign to change the whole world around with this message. He told him, if you say it, demonstrate the power of it. By doing what? Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out that which freely you have received, freely give. But one thing they had to do, you had to believe it. Jesus said, see, people that say they believe it, it must be done in action. It must be done by obedience. You just can't say you believe God. You must say God, and you're not acting it out through your obedience. See, that's what he said. Many will say to that day, Lord, Lord, Lord. He said, I will profess that I don't know you. Only those who do the will of my Father will make it in. What is the will of God? That you obey his voice and keep his covenant. See, faith is based on obedience. Faith ain't based on you getting something from God. Amen. Faith is based on you obeying God. Mark chapter 1. It says, after that John was put into prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, there go again, and believe the gospel. Everywhere Jesus went preaching the gospel, demons always manifested. It will happen to you. It happened to me. A person that had a demonic spirit and called himself tripping on me on Facebook. But what happens then? When you have the anointing, when you begin, now, we got caught in the sand talking about when you're walking the office of the apostle, the prophet, evangelist, the pastor, and teacher, you expose demons. No, it's not you expose the demons. It's the anointing of the kingdom message that will expose demon spirits. No Pharisees didn't expose it. Amen. The message of the kingdom will expose demon spirits. If people got demons, guess what? If you speak the kingdom, and they can be anybody. It can be your family member too. Your spouse. It can be anybody. And you get the kingdom message, and you start talking about the kingdom, demons will always manifest. Keep on reading. Let's work with verse 21. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were all astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one that had authority, not as a scribe. Jesus taught as a king. He taught with the authority of a king. When you teach the kingdom message, the authority of the king will come out of you as well. And there was in the synagogue a man, here you go, a man with an unclean spirit. And he called out saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? See what demon spirits do? And then he was something. I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. See, demons come out. And what did Jesus tell him? And Jesus rebuked him. Told him, shut up. Hold thou peace and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? Uh-oh. It's the doctrine of the kingdom. It's not new. God established the kingdom message in the very beginning. Satan brought a false doctrine in the garden and caused Adam and Eve to speak a different language. The false religion will cause you to speak a different language. You was already speaking a different language when you were born in sin. But then you grabbed a hold of religion, and you still were speaking the wrong language. That's why when you came into the kingdom, you have to say you have a new language. They said, what new doctrine is this? For of authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread throughout all the regions around about Galilee after he turned the world upside down. Go to Luke 4. See, Jesus turned the world upside down with the message of the kingdom. Your assignment is to turn the world upside down the same way. I'm going to talk about something else today. I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to show you. Verse 1. Here you go. Here you go again. And Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. That is even full of the Holy Ghost, did you? Remember, Jesus had to come to the earth as a man. He returned, it's where we, from the Jordan, and was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And those days he did eat nothing, and when they were in it, afterwards hunger. And the devil said to him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. I just want to point this next verse out. What did Jesus say? And Jesus said, I'll say very powerful words, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. He said it again. Now, Jesus, as he did this, Jesus went on the longest revival. Jesus had the longest revival in history. If you read from chapters 1 all the way you get to it, let's go to verse 40. And listen to what it says. That's how long Jesus was ministering. Jesus was casting out devils, healing the sick. As he gets finished casting the devil out, then he had to heal, you know, he healed Peter's mother-in-law. Let's keep on reading. Verse 40 says, now when the sun was setting, I told you he was all night and all day long. All that had any sick with various diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, thou art the Christ. What does the word Christ mean? Anointed Messiah King. I pray I got some new people on here listening a lot. I pray I do. But they can understand this. This is about the whole of the Bible. The Bible is not a religious book. The Bible is about a king, his kingdom, his royal offspring, that's us, and his covenant. It said, and all devils came out of many, crying and saying, thou art the Christ, the Son of God, and he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. Turning the whole world upside down with the message of the kingdom. And when it was day, and again, this is the next verse. You're going to crack up, y'all. This is the next verse. What it says. And when it was day, all day and all night, he departed and went to a desert place, and the people who saw him followed him and came unto them and stayed them that he should not depart from them. Now, most preachers would have stood there and said, and listened to it. They had to build their ministry. They had to build a church right there, bleeding out the saints for all their money. And he said unto them, what? I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. The Father sent him, don't the Bible say that? And he sent you, that you will bring forth much fruit. You are ordained to be ministers. Some of us don't have the pulpit thing. But all of us are all ordained to bring forth much fruit. That means reconcile man back to God and teach them the lifestyle of the kingdom. So Jesus said, I cannot allow distractions to slow me up. I must preach this message, the kingdom. Go to Luke chapter 8. Verse 10. He said that I'm unto you, and is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But to others in parables, they say they might not see, and to him they might not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. What's the seed? Amen. The Bible said that the enemy, that we don't understand the kingdom of God fully, here comes the wicked one to do what? Steal the message from your heart. Why? Because you didn't study it. You didn't take value in the word. You didn't take that hidden treasure. You didn't value that hidden treasure. You didn't go study on it. You didn't allow it to man to meditate in your life. Amen. You didn't allow it to manifest in your life. Verse 1 says, it came to pass as he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. Go to chapter 9. Now here's all, see? He's doing the same thing. Chapter 9, verse 1 says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure all diseases, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God to heal the sick. Luke chapter 10. Verse 1, and out of these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and by two before his face in every city, and whether he with himself would come. And then he commanded them to do the same thing, to preach the kingdom of God. And then he said, when you go to the situation, verse 19 to say, he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. But don't get powerful there. This is what we said next. Notwithstanding, and this rejoice not. Don't rejoice that I gave you power and authority. Rejoice. He said, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now get this. If your names are written in a book, but through disobedience, he can blot your name out. So Jesus uses his apostles, and he used us the same way to turn the whole world upside down. Now I want to show you about another person, Paul the Apostle. Let's go to Acts chapter 17. Verse 1. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Amphinonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. He was always going to synagogues, wasn't it? And Paul, as his manner was, went into them, like Jesus, see how he did what Jesus did? And three Sabbath days, he did in 3 days, y'all, reasoned with them out of the scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is who? Christ. The word Christ means anointed Messiah King. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas and other devout Greeks, a great multitude, and the chief women, not a few. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy. They got mad. They got people getting there and there. Took unto them a certain loot, but they went got them a game, went got them some thugs, y'all. Some lewd fellows of the base or so. And gathered company and said, all the city in the uproar, and assault the house of poor brother Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brothers to the ruins of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down or come hither also. Who you think they're talking about? They ain't talking about the fellas. They ain't talking about Jason. whom Jason had received, these are to do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. See, the ruler was Caesar. They talking about Jesus was another king. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city. And when they had these things, and when they had taken security, they got the popo on board Brother Jason and all the others. And they let them go. And the brother immediately sent away Paul and Silas. See, Paul and Silas were the ones that turned the world upside down, preaching another king, Jesus. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and said, y'all got to go. Paul and Silas and by night unto Berea were coming then and went into the synagogue of Jews, and they were more noble than those of Thessalonica. And that they received the word with all readiness of mind. You see the Bereans were ready. You see the Bereans? That's how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to receive the word with all readiness of mind. And guess what else they did? And they searched the scripture daily. Whether those things were so. Amen. So Paul and Silas turned the whole world upside down, preaching about another king, Jesus. How much other religion has a kingdom? Religion is the kingdom of darkness. Amen. Remember, when you were born again, you were delivered from the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear son. But that's not enough. You're going to be delivered and translated. Although he did it, and you might not even walk in your deliverance because you don't fully believe the message. Deliverance comes for those who believe. Jesus came to set the captives free from the prison of religion and the world system. Amen. So you that are right, so God's master plan. Let's go to God's plan. God's plan from the very beginning was restoration. Reconciling my man back to God. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now we're going to close out with that. Now we said earlier, new mindset, new heart. Repentance is the key. Let's hear about ourselves. Verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. See, in the kingdom, you stay new. You don't get old in the kingdom. See, there's no such thing as spiritual seniority in the kingdom. Well, your elevation is your ability to die to yourself. The word creature also means new species. New species of being that never existed. It's like when you were recreated, you were just like when God created the earth for the very first time. It never existed before to God created. So when God recreated you back into Christ, the image of Christ, it's like you never existed before. Old things are passed away. Old mindset, old ways. That's repentance. Behold, all things become new. And all things are of God, now, lifestyle, everything. Who has done that? Reconcile us to himself by Jesus Christ. And that given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To put that God was in Christ, reconcile the world unto himself, by the fruit of that trespass into them, meaning forgiving our sins, and that committed unto us now, to us, make a promise to me, the word of reconciliation. See, that's the vision. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. We are his representatives now. You can't be an ambassador with the old mind. Everybody said you cannot put new wine in new wineskins. He was talking about the mind. He said, if you put new wine in old wineskins, it'll burst. What am I? Because he can't take it. That's when people get the message, they say, I'm scared, I don't want it, they can't take it. They go crazy and manifest like a demon on you. They can't take it, but they got the old mindset, so it bursts and it's wasted. Like Jesus said, people who received the word, they received it by the wayside. Did he say that? Let's go back to Matthew 13 real quick. He's talking about the wayside. Let's go to it. Let's go over here. Matthew 13 real quick. Verse 19. He said, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understand it, not, I mean, understand it, don't understand it completely, but they're not studying it, then cometh the wicked one, that's Satan himself. And he catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. When you hear the message of the kingdom, revelation of the kingdom, begin to start studying it. Because the kingdom is that precious treasure, that hidden treasure that's only found through revelation. Don't waste the kingdom. See, religious, that's why our mind must be renewed daily. Only way our mind can be renewed daily is we must study the words of Jesus. Or you'll waste it. Amen. He said, but he that receiveth his seed in the stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and with joy receive it, yet he had no root in himself. All it's because they're not studying, not applying it. But do it for a while, but when tribulations and persecutions arise because of the word, not because of you, you got the kingdom, so tribulation is going to come. But by he is offended. You ain't about to get offended. That's why don't see you bitch difference between building your house on the sand, which is the flesh, and building your house on the foundation. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world, trying to be like you can't mix the world with the kingdom, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. And because why? Because he's still holding on to the world. You cannot, the Bible says, do not love the world, all the things of the world. Those who love the world, the Father, love of the Father is not in them. Which are all in the world. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Those are Satan's weaponry. But he that receives seed into the good ground, that's you and I hope, as you hopefully, is he that heareth the word and understand it. Which also bear, now get this, because you know what? He's applying the knowledge. Because guess what it says next? Which also bear fruit and bring it forth some in a hundredfold, some 60, some 30. People use that as an offering message. And he's not talking about offering. The moment he hears the word, he shouts the word, the kingdom message, from the rooftop. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has arrived. Our assignment is the same assignment that Jesus had. To preach the kingdom of God, reconcile, that's how you bear fruit, by preaching the kingdom. Reconcile man back to God. Telling people, that's the fruit right there. Not doing it your way, but doing it God's way, amen? All right, girls, well, God bless you all. I'm going to close out right there. You'll be always inboxing me and texting me on my broadcast. Amen. And we're going to finish it tomorrow. But actually, tomorrow, we're going to start our teaching. Well, I'm going to start some trouble tomorrow. I'm going to talk a little bit why we shouldn't celebrate Halloween. And we're going to take it right into our children's broadcast. Because the kids definitely need to know why they don't celebrate Halloween. Amen. Got believers out there that are celebrating Halloween, dressing their kids up. I want my kids to feel left out. They ain't going to be there. And you take your kids to church, they ain't supposed to be like the world. That's what the world do. But Halloween is celebrating the dead. Didn't Jesus say, let the dead bury the dead and go preach the kingdom? All that is witchcraft. It's demonic. It's paganism. It's not. It's Satan's plan. Another plan and trickery to control you. And we're gonna talk about that. Amen. We can't do with the world. We can't celebrate those worldly holidays. They're pagan. Amen. Right, let me open the line to anybody online. If anybody hang up on me. You talk about the words of Jesus, the master plan. Amen. Amen. Is anyone online? Lines are open. Also, those who are on Blog Talk Radio, you can also call in to the teleconference line and ask questions and make comments. Amen.
Don't worry about us. This will be allowed.
Well, I guess we're going to close on out then, amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your revelation. Amen. See, the mysteries of the kingdom is within us, seeking you, Lord. And you reveal the revelation to us, like you revealed the revelation of Paul, the priest's message about another king, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for your revelation. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word, Lord. The word, and yes, we obey your word, Lord. Every word that comes out your mouth, not just with action, but we'll begin, Lord, to exercise with action. And we'll begin to exercise our authority and dominion on the earth, preaching the word, preaching the kingdom message, the same message, amen, that you preach. Amen. Reconcile man back to God, Father. We thank you, Lord. For those that are listening right now, I pray that those who listen begin to receive by revelation. As their revelation increases, as their wisdom increase, as their knowledge increase, and as their understanding increase, they will begin to go out throughout all the world and preach this message. Bear much fruit. Reconcile man back to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We pray in advance for those who need a healing. My prayer, Father God, for those who never received healing in new members class, they should have received it there. They should have been healed in their mind and their emotions. Right now, we pray for the mindsets of the people. That you heal the minds, God, from past thinking, from ungodly thoughts, ungodly thinking, from unholy thinking, things from sins of the past. The enemy try to always rise up against us. And we also forgive those who hurt us. Amen. That we can walk fully as sons of God, walk in the full authority and royalty as you ordained us to walk in, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, and we praise you. And we give you honor and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Once again, we want to thank everyone for tuning in. The Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast. You can bless that by the teaching. If you desire prayer and counseling, or do you want us to come for preaching engagements, all you got to do is one thing. Dial 267-407-3646. That's 267-407-3646. Or you can just write us on the email at prophet.bradley@gmail.com. That's prophet.bradley@gmail.com. Glory to God. Amen. Also, my friends on Facebook, hit me up on Facebook. We're going to talk about this evening's broadcast as well. Amen. I talked to an old friend yesterday about the kingdom message of Jesus, the only message he preached. He did not come to bring a religion. And I told her that theology does not help you. And the church building will never help you. It's only the kingdom message that will help you. It will come alive in you and it produce for you. But you also must produce for the kingdom as well. Amen. That's your obedience. That's acting. That's what faith is. Faith is based on your obedience. Faith is an action word. It's not a word that you believe with God for. You must believe God for who he is and obey every word that comes out of his mouth. Amen. Not believe him for the material thing. Amen. Material thing is freely given. But we must all be obedient to receive all assets of the kingdom. Amen. All possessions are ours, but if we're not obedient, guess what? We ain't going to get it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we'll give the other announcements for this evening, 11 o'clock p.m. It's our late night preaching. Amen. Ambassador Anthony Young's broadcast, Kingdom Transformation. Kingdom Transformation. Amen. Start at 11 o'clock p.m. The number is 347-857-1520. That's 347-857-1520. For calling to be blessed by his teaching. Don't forget about tomorrow morning as well. As our Breakfast of Champions broadcast, Rebirth and Kingdom Nation, our Kingdom Studies and Prayer teleconference call. We have two sessions tomorrow. And we have two sessions 5 days a week. Our beloved leader, Ambassador Linda Robinson, at 5 a.m. And that number is 857-232-0155. That's 857-232-0155. And the conference code is 268-272. That's 268-272. Glory to God. Amen. And right after that is our second session with our beloved sister, Priscilla Price. Amen. Ambassador Priscilla. My broadcast is titled A Time of Fellowship with Sister Priscilla. A Time of Fellowship with Sister Priscilla. Amen. She's a powerful teacher as well. Amen. I encourage you to tune in. Her number is 347-884-9953. That's 347-884-9953. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So once again, I thank you all for listening. Amen. I love you. God bless you all. I want to encourage you to continue seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness as your number one priority. Remember that. All things shall be added to you. But guess what? Without any effort from you. He don't need your help. He just needs your obedience. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, so once again, we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Remember, we're going to start our teaching on why Christians should not or should never celebrate Halloween. We want to take it to our kids' broadcast as well. So we want to close out by saying this. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled because Jesus is Lord. Amen. Good evening, everyone. God bless.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.